Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Friday, give me the recap here before I play the audio of Frankie.
He called up, and his issue was this. He filled out his resume to get this new job a few months ago, and he exaggerated.
Lied.
By making stuff up completely.
Yeah, completely lied.
Stretching the... Never mind, he lied.
So within his industry in a different city, there's this big, very prominent... Not big, but a very prominent firm. And, you know, everybody within his particular industry knows of this firm and the work they do. And if you have that on your resume, it's a very good thing.
So it's like seeing Harvard on a resume, like, whoa, right. You work there, dude? Sure, so you can work here.
His logic was... I'm going to put it on my resume and say that I worked there, and if they call for a reference, well, I don't have the job now, and I won't have it in a week, so no big deal. But if they don't call for a reference, they end up getting the gig, he's like, well, then I got a job. So he puts it on his resume and submits the resume, and they do an interview with him, and sure enough, he is hired. And last week, during a staff meeting, the guy says, oh, I got, you know, 5 things on the agenda, 1, 2, 3, 4, and most exciting, you know, number 5, and Frank, this is going to be very exciting to you. The vice president of your old firm is now coming here to work.
Yay! The Woo! Vice president from Liar, Liar, and Liar.
And I'm sure you know him, right? And Frank's like, oh, yeah, of course. And then called us Friday morning because the guy was scheduled to start yesterday, but there was a good chance he was going to be in the office Friday, you know, setting up his email, looking at his desk, doing all that pre-job stuff. So Frank
was in panic mode, and he called us.
Yeah.
So he was going to he was wondering what to do, and people were people shockingly wanted to tell him just to blow it off, like just to go about your day, go about your business.
It'll all blow over.
Do what you got to do, and maybe nobody will notice.
Okay, we've got Frank locked and loaded to find out if he actually kept his job. But here's some of the phone call that was taken on Friday.
I work for a very small industry. A year ago, I got this job. Mm-hmm. And the way I got it was I lied on my resume.
Okay.
And I said I worked for another, more prestigious company within the same field.
Okay.
And I figured, well, if they call and check the reference, then they're going to say they never heard of me and I'm not going to get the job. If they don't call, well, then I have a better shot at getting the job and, and I'll never have a problem. And, the other day we were in a meeting, and the boss was talking about that we were going to add some people to our division. And he looked at me, and he said, Frank, I think you know this guy. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? He said the name. And I was like, I don't know him. I go, well, how would I know him? He says, well, you know him. He was in your division at your old company.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
oh, no.
So, I don't know. Oops. I mean, I'm trying to think of some extra lie I could put on top of this one to make it, because I haven't met the guy yet.
Oh,
but,
wow.
I mean, I don't know him at all, and he doesn't know me.
And that's for certain that this guy would have worked in that same division at the same time you were supposed to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you. I think you're screwed. Hey, Kai.
I was going to say that maybe he should just ride it out. Possibly the guy will recognize that he doesn't know him, but he'll feel too uncomfortable to say anything. So I think he should ride it out, and then if they find out, then come clean and see what happens.
Tiffany.
Yes, he should definitely not
turn himself in. The best thing for this guy to do is to become buddies with the new guy.
Yeah, right? Hey, John.
Yeah, what I think you should do is get the guy's number, and he hasn't started work there yet, and then take him out to lunch, and then just explain it to him. And just say, you know, if they ask you if you know me, you say, well, I maybe, but I don't really remember him. And let it go with that.
Yeah, but if you're the new guy, do you want to get wrapped into a lie before you even set foot in your
house? If he says he doesn't remember him, that's normal. He may not remember him.
He doesn't remember him. He never worked there. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. I own a small business, and I would fire this guy on the spot.
You think?
Absolutely. I've had this before. I had a guy who I caught him in small lies, and then I caught him double dipping on his expense account and had to fire him anyway. So I think this guy is bound to do more things down the road. He's got to go. I'm sorry, Frank. You're fired.
Hey, Frank, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Well, you know what? Everybody who doesn't matter says that you should, just keep your mouth shut and try to ride it out. But the one guy who's in a position to actually fire people or hire people says he would let you go immediately. So I just like every time we put somebody on, we're really of no help. But maybe we gave you some additional perspective.
It really seems like I'm going to have to try to figure out some way to keep this job.
All right, here we are harping it back. Hey, Frank, you there?
Yeah.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank.
Right. I've never seen Old School, and Jen just told me what that was from.
It's the greatest movie.
I love that.
Hey, Frank. The rundown, man. What happened? I mean, did this all go down on Friday? Did it happen on Monday? Where are you at?
Well, it happened Monday because I didn't say anything Friday because I had a terrible weekend. It was eating. I was totally eaten up by this thing. I figured I needed a couple days to think about it.
Hey, Frank, hold on one sec for us, okay?
Sure.
Is this too sketchy, or should we go on continuing to talk to him? Does it sound too bad? What do you think?
I could understand him.
I could understand, but it was kind of frustrating. Okay.
All right, go ahead, Frank. If this gets too bad, we're just going to have producer Tracy give us the update.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, man.
I just had a terrible weekend, and I decided that I had to come clean. Monday was the day I decided to do it first thing. I went right into the boss's office, and I told him exactly what I had told you guys, that, you know, I had never worked at the other firm that I said I had worked at. Mm-hmm. And he said, I know.
Really?
The boss said he already knew. And, well, that took me by surprise. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what do you mean you already knew? And he said he had found out 2 weeks earlier, and that's why he said that thing at the meeting about it. The guy. He was trying to see how far I'd take the lie.
So there was not an employee from this old company ever coming to work for your new company.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a shocking twist.
He was testing him.
He was testing me to see, and the reason was he said that he had found this out, but he really liked me as an employee, but he had found this out, and he wanted to see if I could be trusted anymore.
Wow.
And I came clean, and, well, he thanked me for coming clean, and I still had my job.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. That is incredible.
Man. Well, how's that on the integrity scale over there?
Goes up. I think I had a different take on this than Jeff did. Like, Melissa gave me the example. If I would have found out, I mean, we've been working together now for 3 years,
right,
that Melissa had no radio experience at all, and she's been on the job for 3 years, and she's done just a great job. If she came to me now or I found out about it, would I fire her? And absolutely not. To me, at least in radio, it just kind of felt like to me that she was just trying to create a break for herself.
And she got her foot in the door.
Is she taking away a break from somebody who truly worked for and deserved it?
But you know, the thing is, I think that's a moot point right now, because the boss is the one that created this scenario. The boss is the one that was in control of this, and the boss made the decision in the company, you know, and he decided to keep Frank.
Dude, did you dodge a bullet, man? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you came clean.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Yeah. I mean, and I just have to say that I think my boss is a great man.
I bet you do.
You know, I didn't mind the loyalty test. I shouldn't have lied in the first place. But he even said that he never would have hired me if I didn't lie. So, I mean, I guess you can lie, but come clean about it. That's the lesson.
Yeah, there's like a really fine line that you got to walk here. I mean, again, when you're trying to get a job that's so high profile or whatever, you're trying to create a break for yourself, and that line of integrity gets a little blurred, man.
And we also, I mean, yeah, Frank went, I mean, for him to lie about a complete company and job that he never worked at. But I challenge anybody to admit that they haven't exaggerated or tweaked information or embellished on their resume.
But you guys remember those basketball coaches not too long ago that totally, you know, those college coaches that lied on their resumes and got busted and fired for it.
It happened to the former coach here of Georgia Tech. It went up to Notre Dame, George Leary, and they found something on his resume that didn't quite jibe. And even before they coached his first down, they gave him the boot. Because they said he lied or embellished on his resume.
Yeah, so I think this the only lesson we can learn from you, Frank the Tank, is that you are damn lucky.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
I guess I think I am, actually.
Totally unrelated thing to Frank, but just a reminder. Did you see Herrick Jr.'s test?
Yeah.
Bert?
No.
Okay, remind us after we're done with Frank to tell you about that.
Okay.
Speaking of basketball coaches.
Yeah, speaking of basketball coaches, Jim Herrick Jr.'s Georgia final exam.
Okay. All right. Hey, Frank, I'm going to put you on hold because a bunch of people want to call up and talk about this, but I can't put everybody on the voice disguiser. So can you hang with us for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Hold on, man. Wow. I'm floored. Floored by
dumb
that.
Dumb luck. Lucky. Well,
hey, Michael, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Bert. I love you guys. Hey, amazing, Frank. You need to go into sale. Well, hopefully you are in sale because that was a heck of a sales job.
Seriously, man.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that the company or the boss will keep him hired after knowingly that he not only just didn't tell a little lie or embellish, because everyone does it on the resume.
Right.
But he was never even there.
So the line for you here, if you're the boss, is that it's a complete lie. It's not an embellishment. There's not even a grain of truth in that.
No, it's a little embellishment. Hey, I mean, I worked on a $5 million account when really it was a $100,000 account, whatever.
Embellishment. I mean, 500%.
A little bit. But he never even walked through the front doors of this company.
Yeah.
I wish I could go. I need to see if I can find a resume like straight out of college or straight out of when I worked over at Turner in one of the low totem pole jobs, just to see how I worded what I did when I was a secretary at Turner, how I worded my job responsibilities to make me seem like I was some executive, you know?
Right. You know what everybody in radio does, too, is they always exaggerate how long they've been in radio. Oh, I've been in radio for 20 years. And they're like 22 years old. Like, that to me in our industry is what everybody lies about. Yeah, I was working over there for 4 years. I'm like, 4 years? And I'm like trying to do the computing. I'm like,
you were 11.
You were 12.
But see, the difference
is, how could you have worked there?
If you press record and play on a tape recorder and you talked into it, for people in radio, they think that's experience. Right. So that's what they reference, you know?
There's when I was out, some people got busted out at the University of Arizona. They actually got busted because they called into our radio show out there and bragged where they had a service where you could pay them. I think they were charging people $75, and they would set up a phone number and a voicemail box, and they would be fake references for you.
Oh, really?
So you could put on your resume. And they would do it in other cities, too. So, like, if you were out in Arizona trying to get a job and you want to say that I work for All the Hits Q100 in Atlanta, they would set up a voice. They would call a paging company and buy a pager for $20, set up a voicemail on it, and the voicemail would say, "Hi, this is fake name for All the Hits Q100. Leave me a message. I'll call you back." When the message came in, that person would call the employer back.
Unreal.
And there was actually a person listening who got suspicious after hearing the people calling the radio show, because he got references from four different people at four different companies and did them in like 2 days, and it's like, that is all the same person. But they're four different cities. How is that happening? And they ended up tracing the phone numbers shutting them down.
Hey, Warren, you're on All the Hits, Q100.
Yeah, hey, Frank, your boss did a lot more than a favor of letting you keep your job. Taught you the most valuable lesson in life. No more fibbing.
Yeah, but again, you know, there's just
fibbing. And don't take any wooden nickels.
He's like a southern wise man. No more fibbing.
He'll beat you with a switch.
Sue, you're on All the Hits,
Q100. Hey, I'm just talking from Frank's boss's point of view here. When he came clean, he pretty much had to keep him. to save his own butt for not having checked his resume in the first place.
I wonder how much of that goes on. I mean, do bosses really check, 100% of the references?
You know what,
well,
I would guess...
he's admitting right to the fact that...
That he did?
No, that he only hired him because that was on his resume.
I would
Isn't
guess...
Is that what he said?
He said it had to do with it, yeah.
Yeah, he said it definitely had to do with it. But I would guess that they only checked the last job that you had. Like, you know how you list, every job since mm-hmm. you started working?
Right.
You know, you try to list, all the best highlights. But I would guess they only... Well, I would guess they only call the first one.
Well, you do the footwork for them, though, from what I remember, because you give them references. So you choose who you want them to call. Mm-hmm. So I remember, giving three references. So you may put a company on your resume and not provide a reference from that company. So, Frank may not have given them a number for this company. So he may have checked his references, but just not that. You know what I mean?
That's Isn't true. It illegal to give a bad reference also?
Yes.
It is,
it's
right?
Illegal.
It's
you
illegal
can just
now
say,
to even give a good reference.
You can't.
Basically, all you can say now is... Yes, they were employed here, but you have to be very careful what you say. If you talk to
even
anyone,
on a good reference,
uh-huh.
What do you mean?
Really?
Like that, most companies have a policy that all they will say is yes, he was employed here for blah blah blah, and they will say
that's so they don't have to say he was a really crappy employee.
Like if you give somebody a glowing reference and you say, oh my god, he was the greatest employee, blah 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 blah, and the one time that he was late, he worked 8 hours overtime to make up for it because he was an hour late because his car broke down, and then it turns around he didn't get the job, that there's a possibility of that person to sue and say, well, you told him I was late. Ask.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because almost any ask.
In the point of a reference for somebody to get a feel of what, I mean, because letters of references still are, paragraphs long and you give detailed information.
Hey, Frank, we got to roll, man.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling us up and giving us something to think about for 2 days,
yeah,
man.
I'm glad you still have your job.
Yeah, you definitely dodged a bullet, bro. Yeah.
Congrats.
Lucky.
Yeah, totally you're lucky.
Lucky, yeah, you're the real lucky, not that guy who was hooking up with First Sex Friday.
Right. Right. All right, Frank, take care, man.
All right.
Good luck. See ya.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Look, the last thing we need to do, if you listen at this time every day, is rehash everything that went down on Friday.
Yeah.
Just the really short version of it, if you weren't listening. Jeff thought it would be really funny to kind of scam women that thought that they were being proposed to, send them down to Maggiano's on Friday, only to find out it was a big joke and have them disappointed as they left.
I call that a hearty har-har-har moment.
Real knee slapper for all of us. So a whole bunch of women left Maggiano's disappointed that they weren't being proposed to. And Jeff got a real good laugh out of it, and the rest of us on the show really thought it was in poor, poor taste. And we took tons of emails on it, and you guys were no help in solving the problem because 50% of you said, leave Jeff alone. He just exposed women that were desperate. And the other 50% of you said, I hate Jeff Dollar and always have hated Jeff Dollar. I'm going to burn his house down. So it really didn't help at all.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank the people from WeHateJeffDollar.com who sent me an email yesterday and said, what was the first part of it?
You mean the one that I read on the radio yesterday?
No, the one that I read to you and Tracy in our meeting.
Oh, the one that asked if you were pregnant or something?
It started out...
What?
It started out with, we think you're ugly and you stink. You should lose weight too, fatty.
Yeah.
That's the whole email.
Oh, Cena, come on.
You don't got to be
I just love it that they registered the email address.
Yeah, I love
it. We hate Jeff Dollar at Yahoo.
That should stand on its own, but you don't have to do
the
pot
shots.
Jen only
likes it because she's got one.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got
the only one.
She just wants to hang out now because she's got IHateJenHobby.com.
No, it's can'tstandjenhobby@yahoo.com. Get it straight.
Oh, I like that better.
Can't stand.
So and hers is I can't stand Jen Hobby. Mine's we hate. Why do I have plural?
So we debated it back and forth, and we took your emails. And by the time we get out of here on Friday, we were really kind of at Jeff's throats, I should say. And I mean, it was serious because even after the show, Jeff and I went back and we talked to the program director, and I was really, really pissed. I was really mad. I thought it was kind of a betrayal of trust. And
we have these offices here at All the Hits Q100 that have like glass walls. So even though somebody's behind the closed doors of an office, you can see what's going on. And I happened to walk by the program director's office, and Jeff and Bert and the program director were standing on, standing up. And there was definitely some shouting coming through that glass. I was like, oh, no. I ran to Melissa's office. I'm like, dude, they're down right there in the other office. What's really going on?
And then my butt went numb.
So it really wasn't pretty at all, the butt numbing part. And the fight.
Because when I get scared, my butt goes numb.
It's just so
I think it's from being a kid in anticipation of getting paddled.
So what I realized is that Jeff didn't understand how mean that was to do to these women because mm-hmm. Jeff doesn't have the ability to empathize. He doesn't know what it's like
these
to be burned like
idiots.
That, to be disappointed like that.
Whatever.
He's never been burned, never been disappointed. Especially when it comes to phone scams. So I'm thinking, all right, I need to teach him a lesson in empathy. But I was so angry, I couldn't come up with anything good.
And
so,
I'm glad you called Jessica because if not, I would be getting a spanking today.
So
whooping.
What I did was I called Jeff's wife, Jessica, and I'm like, can you help me out with this? And she was more than eager to help out.
After all those years with Jeff, she's like, finally my moment has come.
So while she was standing by her man and she was doing the unconditional love thing, there was part of her that really thought it was mean also. So I'm like, can you help me out here? What's Jeff's hot button? Because in working with Jeff, what we realized is he never gets too high, never gets too low. He's like right in the middle all the time.
He's very consistent in his mood.
He's very just like, doesn't, you know, it's probably from lack of caring about anything.
The man has no emotions. He has no heart. So he just, I'm just kidding.
I said earlier, he's like Spock. He's like a Klingon. He just,
Vulcan.
No emotion. Vulcan. Okay.
Vulcan.
Glad I don't know
Get
that.
Right.
So I called Jessica up and I'm like, Jessica, can you give me a little help here? I really want to teach Jeff a little bit about empathy here. How can I phone scam this guy? And she laughs and she's like, well, Jeff's got a couple of hot buttons. And one that was kind of random that she brought up was Jeff can't stand being left on hold for any amount of time. A second feels like an hour to Jeff.
I hate it. And that really is the only thing that will get me angry. Like if it is a situation, like if I'm calling you up, you know, and ordering something out of your catalog or whatever, if you put me on hold, you've got about 10 seconds. Like, if you put me on hold, it better be to reach across your desk and get a pen, and then you're back. Because if I'm giving you business, I shouldn't be on hold. I hate call waiting. I won't be patient with call waiting. I hang up on people if, you know, they click over. I hate the fact that we only have call waiting because, you know, Jessica likes it. Like, I have no problem with no call waiting. Like, I don't know why.
Out of all the things to be angry about in the world, the only thing that sets Jeff off is being on hold, you know? That's his kryptonite right
well,
there.
Well, that and people with really thick accents that I can't understand, and I have to keep going, huh?
I couldn't find a friend to fake an accent like that, sorry.
Huh?
So I'm like, well, Jessica, that sounds all right, but I don't know if that's enough for a phone scam. Is there anything else? Well, Jeff, for Christmas, gave his parents a family cruise that he's going to be taking with his folks starting next week, and they're going all throughout the Caribbean for like 10 days. And Jeff has been like a crazy detailed person about this vacation, wants to make sure that it's really special for his parents.
I got a 3-ring binder, seriously, that has like copies of all of our tickets. It's got the paperwork. It's got, you know, all the, like anything that we could need, even to the point where, like, we have duplicate copies of our birth certificates. I mean, nothing can go wrong. And I think it's just because I gave this as my parents for Christmas. I bought it in, like, October. So I've had, like, 6 months to plan it. So, you know, it's done by, like, October 10th. Then you look for something else to do. hey, what if we all get birth certificate duplicates in case something happens? In case somebody breaks into the ship in Barbados and takes our birth certificate.
And his parents are from upstate New York in this small little town, Nedro, and they're just very simple people. So this is going to be like a kid going to Disney World. Mm-hmm. So the combination of those two things, and I'm thinking, okay, we've got something here. Now we've got something here. So I call a friend that's in radio up in Washington, D.C., and she calls Jeff on Friday. Now, would it be smart for me to tell how long this entire conversation lasted up front, or should we wait till the end of the conversation?
We'll tell him at the end, but I will tell you that you're going to hear me put on hold here several times during the conversation, and I would say probably the shortest amount of time that she left me on hold was 5 minutes, and at one time she left me on hold for a full half hour. Hi, it's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. This is Julie with Meow Sewer Commissioner.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm just checking on the cruise you're taking. The depart date is February 22nd.
Yes.
I'm just confirming that you're still going on that cruise. And as well as your parents, another couple?
Yes, that's correct. Why would you be confirming?
I'm checking to see about your deposit here.
I don't think I understand.
Well, can I put you on hold for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, one sec. Hi, I'm back. You still there?
I am.
So you are still planning on taking the cruise?
Yes.
You did put a deposit down?
Yes. I mean, I put more than a deposit down. The whole cruise is paid for in full.
Huh. It's not paid in full. I can't seem to find it's paid in full. Well, can you hold on for another minute?
Sure.
Hi, okay, I'm back. You still there?
Yeah. I have a confirmation number.
Why don't you give me that confirmation number?
Well, is there a way that we could do where I could give you whatever and then you could call me back? Because we've been on the phone, we've been talking for a total of 3 minutes. I've been on hold for 20-something.
I really only see a deposit, and there's, you know, two cabins, and they really need
okay,
to be paid.
Okay, the confirmation number is two. It is paid in full, first of all. But the confirmation number, yeah, I guess you still. Three, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, hold on one more minute. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back. And who did you book this through?
Okay, just so you know, you're aware that during this entire conversation I've been on hold over 45 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. I booked it through Susan. This is our...
Susan, hold on. Let me see
no,
if I can find her.
I don't want to hold on.
One second. Did you say Susan?
Do you have any idea how long you're leaving me on hold for?
No, I'm real sorry. We're having some problems with our, you know, our database here, and I'm really trying to help you out. You know, Susan's, she's on vacation until March. Is there anyone else you spoke to?
I spoke with Heather in her office.
Heather, let me see if I can find her. Hold on 1 minute.
It's the same exact extension.
Okay.
It took you 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
Look, I really want to help you out here, and the cruise seems to be sold out, but there's two cabins left. So what I'm thinking is maybe the deposit that you put on, we could now put towards the two cabins that are left, and you can buy those two cabins, and then if we find your other reservation, we can cancel that and use the new ones that you're paying
for
now.
So you want me to buy two additional cabins?
I think you're going to have to, Jeffrey, because I can't seem to find...
I have paperwork. I have emails and stuff back and forth. It's done and it's paid for. I have a credit card receipt.
You know, let me see what I can do. I'm going to put you on hold, but just stay there because our phones are acting a little bit weird, and I don't know if I can call you back. Hold on.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know if you can call me back? Hello?
Hi, Jeffrey. I'm back. What I'm thinking is I can't find anything on the database that has anything paid in full. All I can find is a deposit. So I really suggest that you buy these two other cabins so that you have two cabins, unless you want to go on a different date.
How can I go on a different... I've got airfare. My parents are flying in from freaking New York.
Can
you
hold on?
We've got hotel in Puerto Rico. I don't want to hold anymore.
There's one more place I can hold. Just be patient with me. Hold one more minute.
What?
Okay, I can't find
just
anything.
For your record, you said you ended that with hold one more minute?
Yeah.
That was 21 minutes.
Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm trying to help you out here. I really don't, you know, I'm going overboard to help you out here.
How are you helping me out?
Well, I'm helping you out by trying to get you on a cruise, and
you're helping me out. I've been on hold for 2 hours, and we're no further than we were when you first called.
Well, that's really not my fault. I'm doing the best I can. I'm searching for you. Say you paid in full.
Right,
I don't have any record of that.
Listen to me. What happens if I buy these two cabins, and then you find my other ones? I bring the paperwork with me. I fax it to you. I do whatever I have to do.
Of course, we would refund your money.
So are these the same category of the ones that I had before?
What's the category that you had?
Balcony, upper deck.
No, the cabins that are available now are not BA. They are cabins on the inside on the lower deck. And they're not close to each other.
And these are the last two cabins you have on the whole freaking ship?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
So would you like to give me the credit card information for these two other cabins?
I'm going to... can you hold on a minute? Because...
I can hold on, but I can only hold on for 2 minutes because I'm going to lose the extension.
Okay. You can... All right. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I am. You know, you really can't put me on hold for that long. I don't have time.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I mean, I have an office full of, you know, business to do here, and I'm really trying to help
you
out.
I've been on hold for 2 hours with you.
I'm really sorry, but you can't put me on hold like that. What am I going to do? I'm at a job.
All right.
Would you like to take these?
Yes, we're going to take the other cabins.
Okay,
and
great.
I'm going to need a fax number because I'm faxing you this paperwork. My wife has the credit card statement. Everything is paid for.
Well, why don't you first...
And I also want to be compensated for these 2 hours.
Oh, you know what? My cell is ringing. Can you just hold on 1 second?
Are you taking a personal call?
No, it's not personal. 1 second, please.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hi. Are you kidding? Come on. How many times have we spent weekends with your parents?
Hello?
I don't understand you.
Holy.
You spend one brunch with my mother.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can we take care of this? I've been on hold for 2 hours.
I need your visa information?
Right, for the last two cabins.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey. Those two cabins were just sold right out from under me.
They were sold while you were arguing with your husband or whoever it was.
That's impossible.
You just said they were sold within the past minute.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God, what are we going to do here?
We're going to, you know what? Let me talk to someone else.
Okay, let me put you on hold and see what I can do.
No. Hello?
Hi, can I help you, please?
Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name's Bert.
God.
We will scam you.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Jane, give us a 60-second version of what Ryan is going through this.
Okay, well, Ryan is about to be in a wedding coming up in the next couple of months. And
he's in it or he's just attending?
I don't,
okay,
maybe
can't
I
give
should,
up too much information.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say too many details.
He will be there.
He'll be at a wedding coming up in the next couple of months where he has hooked up with four of the women attending the wedding. Now, this is also my friend who is the type to keep really great friendship ties with all of these women. And always the door is always open for those romantic encounters to happen again. So these are four women that don't know about each other, all attending the same wedding. And really the debate that we were having was, should he bring a date and make them all jealous? Should he go stag and fend them all off all weekend? Have it be a big competition? I mean, how does he handle this whole situation? Because most of them don't know about each other.
All right, we're going to talk to quote-unquote Ryan in a couple of seconds. Hey, Tammy, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show.
Thank you.
I am a little concerned that he is so sure he's going to be able to hook up with them.
I'm telling you, though, I know these four women, he can.
All four?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been some time, and don't you think that maybe one of them has come to their senses or met somebody else?
No.
No,
he's got game, and they all would, yeah, they all would.
And plus it's a wedding, and is it true because the myth in guy world is that at a wedding, women are more apt to hook up because yes. You're all feeling romantic and stuff like that.
And they've been drinking all day.
Okay. That's a great combination if you're a guy at a wedding.
Nothing more than get out of those bridesmaid dresses.
Right.
And if it's going to take, quote, Ryan to do that, then...
Hey, Mike, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Wonderful. This guy needs to hook up with at least two of them.
at least two.
And Crash could back me up on this. One of them should be outside of those four.
Oh.
He's got to have some game.
What do you mean one should be outside of the four and one should be in the four for it to be a successful day?
Exactly. Come on. You got to show some skill there.
I like Mike. I like the way you're thinking. Hey,
you're in a league that's so far away from me.
Hey, Mike, how long have you been married and fantasizing?
Not at all.
Yeah, that would be setting the bar pretty high. Really high.
I don't know.
I think I keep it in the family.
This quote-unquote Ryan might be able to pull it off.
Hey, Brett.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
I think it's kind of crazy you guys are assuming these other girls aren't going to bring a date.
Jen, you would know better than I would. Are they going to bring a date?
One of them might bring a date. One of them.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
And do you think that Ryan could work around that?
Probably.
Get out of here. Is that good?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, man?
Oh, hanging right in there.
You have any kind of game plan set up yet?
You know, I'm trying to think. Like I said, Hobby and I were talking about it last night, and...
The only plan he has right now is not to tell Hobby any more stories.
Exactly. I'm thinking just about coming down with an illness that weekend. Not going at all.
I'm trying to, if I ask questions that are going to incriminate you, then just don't answer them. Right. But I'm trying to gain a little bit more information here into the weekend.
Okay. Right,
how many of these four did you have long-term relationships with, and how many were just like hookups?
Two long-term, two hookups.
Two long-term, two hookups. Okay. All right, and you're...
what's long-term for a person like Ryan?
Right.
3-4 days.
What was the long term in the two?
Several months on both of them.
All right, and the other two were just like one night stand type deals?
Several minutes.
Yeah, a couple days.
Okay.
Couple days.
And yeah,
he's got staying power.
So are you seriously considering taking a date, or are you thinking about the stag situation we were going with last night?
I think the issue is not that which one of the girls am I going to hook up with? Because that's not really what I'm worried about here. I'm worried about getting slapped or punched or a drink thrown in my face or something along those lines. So I just don't want anybody. I'd rather bring a date and just keep everybody else at bay. Because the other thing is I don't want anybody to get their feelings hurt. You know, it's not like I don't want to be there and be in a situation where.
You hear that, ladies? He's sensitive, too.
So the goal this weekend really is, okay, yeah, hook up, but B, make sure that there's no bad feelings between all the women.
More than anything else, it's not, you know, it's other people's weddings or close friends of mine. I don't want to be the center of attention where there's I'm over in one corner arguing with one, and the other one's over in the other side of the room talking to somebody else about me, and that's a mess.
My God. Hold on one sec. Hey, Stephanie, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm thinking that if this dude takes a date
We all know how catty women are. They're going to get talking amongst each other, and then there's going to be fur flying all over the place.
But it's gone this long without them all talking about it and exchanging Ryan stories, so why?
Well, what she's saying is, like, one of them, not knowing that the other one has hooked up with Ryan, will say, well, you see that woman that he's with, and then I can't. You know, like, one will divulge the information about her to the friends now that they're all together and start talking about it. And then they're like, well, what do you mean? I was with Ryan. And then, you know, and then it'll, you know, snowball.
I don't think I'm going to get out of this weekend one way or the other without at least the three that I'm concerned about finding out each other. The other one, like Jen was saying, will probably bring a date, and it's kind of a non-issue. But I don't think I'm coming out of this weekend clean anyway. So I just don't want it to be a big deal.
I'm extending a personal challenge to you. I would like you to come back from this wedding. Hooking up with one of the four, the maid of honor, and the bride.
And the groom. You really want to challenge yourself. Hey, Lisa, you're on all the hits, Q100.
I'm available for a date if you need one. Now I know the situation.
Oh, here they come.
What is the matter with women? All right, so here you've got a guy on the phone saying, look, I'm playing four women at the same wedding, and
well, she's
still.
Like, she's like, there's got to be something good about him. Four women are into him.
Yeah, you said he's sensitive. And he's got game.
All right, Lisa, hold on one sec, all right?
Uh-huh.
Ah, so typical. So typical.
She's like, uh-huh. I'll wait around for that number.
Hey, Trina. Go ahead, Trina.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I was just curious if one of the women he went out with or slept with happened to be the bride.
No.
No. Okay, you're saying
no.
You say no, I hear not yet.
Well, I'm also a 29-year-old single white female, so if he needs a date, I'm available.
How is this possible?
I just hope you're over 6 feet tall, because I'm 6 feet tall, so... If you like tall women, let me know.
Unbelievable.
How is this even possible?
You know what? Listen,
we knew this was gonna happen.
Just so you know, ladies, the guy who, you know what, you want to call up and offer yourselves to someone, Phil Tarana can't talk to a girl to save his life. This guy's got four of them in the same room. Leave him alone.
You know, this is our mother's fault here, because our mothers raised us to be good boys, you know, be nice and be respectful.
Hey,
y'all don't
want that.
You're looking for Ryan.
I'm a good, respectful person. I just happened to have run into a weekend where I was a good, respectful person to four different women. They're all in the same place.
This wedding is going down this weekend?
No. It's coming up in a couple months.
Okay. All right. So you got
to
keep
us
posted.
So I got some time to prepare.
Okay.
I got some time to prepare. So I've got another one like the weekend before or 2 weekends before, and I figure if I bring the same girl to that one that I bring to this one, then I can probably circumvent some of the drama.
I think that might be a really good idea. She's got to be really hot, whoever you bring, though.
Why are you really hot, Melissa?
I'm just laughing at Hobbyland, where it's like four weddings and a funeral. All the same friends gathering together and going to all these weddings, and the whole... It's a Hollywood film. I don't know. It's unfolding right
you
now.
Know what
or
it
at
is?
Least it's a sitcom.
It's a high school movie. Like, Jen is the lead cheerleader. Ryan here is the player stud guy. You know, which one of you guys is, you know, the high school captain, football captain, hooked on steroids? Which one of you has...
That's the groom.
Hey, Amy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi. I was in a similar situation, except my husband was the player.
Uh-oh.
We went to a huge wedding with someone. We went to a huge wedding with someone that we all went to high school with, and we were at the table at the reception, and I went to go get a drink, and I came back, and the four women that I knew for sure my husband had hooked up with in the past were sitting at the table with him. And there were no more chairs.
Nice.
I thought, well, what do I do? Do I stand there? Do I talk to them? So I just sat in his lap. And then I was sitting there thinking, well, are they sitting there thinking, I've had your man? Or what? I didn't know how to feel about that. I didn't know if I should be embarrassed or if I should say, hey, I've got him.
So what you're saying is you want to go to the wedding with Ryan.
No.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, off the air, you're going to have to tell me where to forward these emails, because I can already see him coming in, man.
Oh, he sounds so cute.
Yeah.
He is sensitive, and he's got game, and I can solve his problems for him. Poor little thing. He's all stressed out, and I just want to help him out.
This is a little bit like Donald Trump getting $1 million. You know, the rich get richer, you know? All right, Ryan, keep us posted over the next couple months, man.
I will.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Burt Show.